Now, as we mentioned earlier, it's Thanksgiving Day in America, which means family and food, a lot of food. Turkey with all the trimmings and a selection of pies for a start. In most households, it's a feast that calls for a lot of planning, shopping and cooking. But not the freegans. They feast for free. But they eat, well, how can I put it delicately, they eat garbage. They eat the stuff that shops and restaurants throw out. So why do they do it? Adam Weissman is a full-time freegan from New Jersey.
Freegans are concerned about the fact that in our society, the products that we're buying are coming to us through global corporations engaged in practices like sweatshop labor, the terrible exploitation of animals in factory farms, very destructive, intensive industrial practices like the use of pesticides, heavy farm machinery, genetically modified organisms, and the deforestation of areas like rainforest in the production of crops like coffee, bananas, and other tropical foods. And we're concerned that, really, we don't want to be a part of this economy. We don't feel that it's appropriate for our dollars and our lives to be spent making money to pay for exploitation.
So you say you won't pay for your food, you won't pay for your Thanksgiving dinner. You'll take what those who do exploit throw out.
We feel that right now in our society there is so much waste. According to a recent study from the University of Arizona, 50% of all food in the United States goes to waste every year, to the tune of $100 billion worth of food.
Well, we all know this from going outside restaurants, don't we? I mean, you see stacks of stuff being chucked out, and likewise from delis when it's past its sell-by date. Give me some idea about what you eat. I had a vision of you going around the garbage pails outside restaurants.
Well, the sheer volume of food being discarded is enormous. I tend to get much of my food from health food stores and groceries and supermarkets, and the sheer volume of high-quality food is astonishing. Many of these stores do their ordering through computerized corporate systems where there isn't really any sense of what's actually in the stores. So very often, they're literally throwing things away as soon as they get to the store, sometimes without even making it to the store shelves.
Tell me, physically, what you pick up. I mean, do you pick it up in doorways, out of rubbish bins? Do they throw out whole boxes of stuff? Do you find a case of champagne that wasn't quite up to scratch sitting on their doorstep? What do you actually get?
Pretty much just about, unfortunately, just about everything that's sold in the store, from fresh produce to beverages to packaged goods, frozen items, the sort of fresh prepared food in stores, whether you're talking about places that have buffets where they serve food and then at the end of the night they'll throw away everything.
Just quickly, Adam, tell me what you ate the last time you had one of your freebie meals.
Well, pretty much every meal I eat is freegan. I don't need to eat anything else. I eat fresh salad, I eat fruit, I eat whole grain breads. I eat, frankly, a very high quality, very healthy diet.
Better than what I'm going home to. Beans on toast, I should imagine. Adam Weissman, I beg your pardon, a freegan from New Jersey. Your views on that? News are at bbc.co.uk. A final view on our top story, domestic violence. Caroline Brown in Rochester writes, if you're staying with an abusive partner for the sake of the children, have a care. By example, you're teaching another generation that domestic violence is okay. I'm Judy Swallow in London. Thanks for listening.
BBC World Service, I'm Ishat Adat with the latest sport. Zimbabwe cricket is facing a fresh crisis after the resignation of their captain, Tatenda Taibu. The 22-year-old was the youngest captain in Test history when he took over in May 2004. He's cutting all ties with the sport in his country because he's unhappy with his contract